Cynthia Sandino, the Marlinton White Sulphur District Ranger, talks about the damages done to this portion of the Monongahela National Forest by the June 2016 flood and the status of the repairs.
On June 23rd and 24th, 2016, torrential rain caused epic flooding in West Virginia. This one in 1,000-year event was devastating to many families and businesses. It was also a cause of damage for many roads, trails, and recreation sites in the southern half of the Monongahela National Forest. About 60% of forest roads were damaged, which equals about 450 miles of road. 11 forest road bridges and 32 major culverts were damaged by the flood, and about 25 of these structures needed to be fully replaced. And about one half or 100 miles of our trails were damaged. The flood also had a huge impact on some of our recreation sites, such as the Blue Bend Beach and the campsites along the Williams River downstream of Tea Creek Campground. This damage has kept us very busy. Last year alone, forest staff placed about 1,700 tons of riprap and about 11,500 tons of gravel on 128 miles of flood-damaged roads. But there's still a lot of work to do. Because supporting our rural economies is one of our top priorities, we wanted to find a way to keep as much of this work in West Virginia as possible. The Monongahela National Forest has created a pilot initiative to connect with local communities and contractors to keep this work here. In an effort to achieve this, we'll be hosting 4 outreach meetings to share information about the remaining flood work that needs to be completed. Projects will vary in scale and complexity and will span the southern half of the forest in Greenbrier, Pocahontas, Webster, and Nicholas counties. Any contractor who specializes in excavation, highway construction, heavy equipment operation, and trail or bridge construction are welcome to come to these informal meetings. The meetings will discuss how to become involved, the type of work that's ready to be done, and the location of this work. The Small Business Administration will also be at these meetings to provide additional support. There'll be lots of time to answer individual questions, and the meetings are going to be held in 4 different locations. On February 27th at 1 o'clock, there'll be a meeting in Richwood City Hall. March 1st at 10 a.m. in the Phil Gaynor Community Center in Elkins. On March 14th, we'll have a meeting at the Marlinton Wellness Center. And on March 14th at 9:30 a.m., we'll host a meeting in the Marlinton Wellness Center. And then on March 14th at 1:30 p.m., we'll have a second meeting at White Sulphur Springs, the public library. Some of these projects will allow small businesses and individual contractors to work as subcontractors on a project under the Alonzo Group. However, there will also be projects administered by the Federal Highways Administration that larger businesses may be interested in. Please consider attending one of these meetings to learn more and to become involved in these efforts. I also wanted to share a very quick update on one of our recreational areas. During that June flood, Anthony Creek washed away flagstone, undermined the concrete base of Blue Bend Beach, cracked concrete, and deposited a large gravel rock bar in the swimming hole. Blue Bend Beach is a community treasure, and we wanted to not only repair this area, but hopefully make it even better. We want the site to be there for many more generations to enjoy. Last fall, all of the in-stream work was completed, including putting in a new concrete retaining wall and metal sheet piling to provide protection for the beach in the future. The contractor's also been working on replacing the flagstone along the beach that was washed away, and the weather has been making this task a little bit of a challenge, but in the next few weeks, if we get good weather, we hope to have the project completed by the end of March or early April. That will leave one final project piece to be completed, which is a trail bridge near the beach. This bridge is being designed right now and hopefully will be ready to solicit the construction and installation of the bridge this summer. This is one example of a project that will be sent through the Alonzo Group and will be available to contractors. I want to thank all of our forest staff and local contractors who have been helping us restore our public lands over the last year and a half, especially our forest construction and maintenance crew. I also want to invite even more West Virginians to be involved in the remaining work. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this is District Ranger Cynthia Sandino.